All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, the show is all about conservatives this evening and the insanity that goes on in their minds. And speaking of conservative, I guess we got CJ on. Hey, CJ, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Earl and Evan. I appreciate you taking my call. And yes, I am conservative. I'm a libertarian, not exactly a Republican. But one of your previous callers said all Republicans hate people. We don't. What I want for, you even said it, Earl, for 40 years you've been complaining about the same stuff. And you voted Democrat for 40 years, haven't you? And the big cities, like Milwaukee, have been run by Democrats for 40 years. So how about, you know, and the scary thing for me is we are in a worldwide competition of education of our kids. And 85% of kids in the inner city cannot read at their own grade level. I want kids taught reading, writing, and arithmetic.
So
history,
you
though.
You want me... But as Evan just said, you don't want history taught.
Really shouldn't be the biggest. Earl, we got kids that can't read and write and arithmetic at their grade level. Don't you think that is the most important thing that we teach our kids? We're in a worldwide competition.
So let me say this to you, man. As somebody who's been in the school the last 12 years, in the school system the last 12 years working with kids, I know that part of the reason that kids are having trouble reading and writing and other things is because of the poverty that they have to deal with. It's hard to get a young person to think about the importance of reading and writing when they live in the kind of poverty that children live in, especially in the city of Milwaukee.
I don't deny that, but you can't deny that statistic.
But I don't hear you and others wanting to address the poverty issue.
Well, here's part of the poverty, Earl.
You said what?
I got a question for you. Here's another statistic I was told, and I've read and I've seen evidence of it. When I grew up in the 1970s, 25% of kids in the inner city grew up without a father in the home. Now it's 75% to 85%.
And you know what my response to that is? Right now, one in every two marriages end in divorce. So that is also as dramatic as it is in white households as it is in black households.
Well, divorce is tragedy. But
you're talking about in the black community, that's across the demographic, man.
Social strata, yeah.
That's fine. I understand that. And divorce is tragic. But we are failing our kids. And I'm not just talking inner city kids. If they're just passing them on.
Listen, man.
The biggest issue for this
CJ,
that's a big loss.
We are failing our children. And so you think the answer is what conservatives are serving up? Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? School choice. Yeah.
All right, man. I wish I had more time. Disagree with you. Who do we have up next, Evan?
We got Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, Earl. Wow. First off, we the people are the government, and that's all of us.
It's us.
Second off, the reason why I think a lot of white people are afraid of black people is because they know that the black man is the superior race. Yes, you got that right. The black man is the superior race, CJ, and all you conservatives out there. And you want to drown him in the bathtub before he actually...
I don't know so much about that as I do know that the history of what this nation did to people of color.
It's important.
You got to ask the questions why. And it's been horrible, and the nation can't ever... It's just like trying to do away with what happened to the Native American. Well, we don't want that history to be taught.
Earl, now they're saying in Florida, you can't bring up anything about, you know, of course they have to always go to the wedge issues, but there can't be any conversation about gays,
yeah,
or about gay people actually added to the society as well. So they're just going back to their old playbook of try to divide and conquer us all and, you know, do that whole thing that they love to do.
And it is an old playbook. I was 30 years old when I heard about the MOVE bombing in Philadelphia, when the police dropped an actual bomb on a black neighborhood, decimated it.
Like I said, CJ and people like this, CJ, when you only have a certain amount of money, not everyone can go to a choice school like you think. And honestly, the for-profit and choice schools over the long run are no better than the public schools.
I'd argue they're worse because indoctrination is built in.
Exactly. We need to get rid of all of these choice schools, and we need to fund the public schools, not by tax or property taxes, but we need to fund these public schools so therefore everyone has a great public school.
You know, Tom,
also probably need to have some parenting classes people that never were ready to be parents.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, man, you are so on point. And schools shouldn't be funded by property taxes. And because at some point in time, the property taxes aren't going to be able to sustain. And that's kind of what you're dealing with now.
Yep.
People want to spend all the money on the military, but they say we can't afford, you know, to spend the money on education, but we can afford to spend it on military, man. It just is nonsensical to me, Tom. You know,
when those are the same people that are paying the taxes.
Yeah.
Like I said, they keep on paying the taxes for the military industrial complex. Why are we not getting the return on investment of our own money? I mean, if you were doing this as a business, you'd be like going, man, I'm not going to pay any more of these fees that I have to pay if I'm not getting anything back from it.
That's right.
And we get nothing back from it. All we get is a bunch of more billionaire contractors.
Well, you know, some may say, see, it's a good thing that we have that because we may be getting into a skirmish. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I guess I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Stay warm out there, my friend. It's chilly.